Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble and they will fall. And for eternity, we wed ourselves to life. And to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
All right, hey, it's Joseph Gibson on Blog Talk Radio, 100% live. Oh, we got a lot of people on the phone line tonight. We got about 35 people on the phone line, and we've got a couple of people in the chat room, and a lot of smartphone users that have clicked on through their internet browser. We got about 70 of those people, and who knows how many other people on the internet. So usually we get a lot of people who log on through a Blog Talk site, and I can't get access to how many numbers those are, but that's where I usually advertise at. But anyway, my name is Joseph Gibson. I'm broadcasting from Reidsville, North Carolina, really Greensboro, North Carolina, the triad here. Today, where it was about 70 degrees, so maybe I know a lot of you are experiencing winter now, and it's cold, and we miss those summer days where it was nice and warm, but we all complained when it was 100 degrees, you know? So, hey, if you miss it, then you got to wait till next year, and then you can complain again. But anyway, it's Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Here on the East Coast in North Carolina. For those of you who are listening in other time zones, I know I've asked a few people here to call in tonight. I know what I got. I got a couple friends in. I got my friend in Wallingford, John, who I asked to call in tonight. I wasn't really going to do a show tonight, but I went ahead and decided to do it since I advertised a couple days ago about the show. And I asked a couple family members to tune in also from Yalesville, Connecticut. Elizabeth Rondo in Yalesville. She's got the right phone number, and I see she's tuned in tonight. I'm hoping that Joe, Florida, and Sebastian, Florida, is tuning in, and Mike out in Wisconsin. Also, Joe in Meriden, Connecticut. And I hope Red in Guilford, Connecticut, tuning in tonight. I asked him to tune in. And I'm hoping Peter from Imperial Beach, San Diego, California, is tuning in. I know you guys are all tuning in tonight. And if anyone wants to say hello to anybody, or if they want to give a shout out to their friends, or if they told somebody to listen, then by all means you can after the introduction. And all you got to do is call in at 657-383-0616. Press 1. I'll see a question mark appear on the screen, and I'll connect you through. And if you're nervous or you're shy, don't worry. You need to talk to people. I will guide you through. You will not be put on the spot. And you can remain anonymous, too. Nobody is put on the spot. Okay. Now, I do receive hate mail, and I get a lot of emails threatening me and telling me that I'm a wannabe and blah, 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 and, you know, all that nonsense, and a lot of haters out there. You know, these are the people that are 45 years old, and they're sitting in their grandmother's basement on a computer in the dark with a bag of potato chips in their underwear, scanning the internet, looking on Facebook, trying to get their jollies at looking at naked pictures of girls on the internet. That's the type of people those are who send the hate mail. Because if you have that much time on your hands to try to send hate mail to me, then you know what? You're really a loser, because I'm nobody famous, and not many people know who I am. So we only have a couple thousand people who really tune into this show. But if you have that much time on your hands and you feel you want to single me out, you know what? Like I always told you, I'll leave the porch light on for you anytime you want to come by. I wouldn't advise it. Anytime you want to come by and you want to fulfill those threats, by all means, try it. I live in North Carolina. The Castle Doctrine is in full force down here. And even if I think you're going to try to commit any act of violence, I have the right to kill you dead. Okay? So don't try it. I would not advise it. But if you want to, hey. Like I said, the porch light's on for you anytime you want to come by, okay? But anyway, hey, out there today, it's football day, and we all know that my team is the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm hoping the Dallas Cowboys win tonight. If they don't win tonight, then the entire season is at a loss. So I know I was going to do a show this year called Monday Morning Quarterback. It kind of fell through due to all the things that are happening in my life. And what's going on, I didn't have enough time to do a 12 noon show on Mondays. And I apologize for that, because the first 2 weeks that I did do the show, I did get a lot of support and a lot of listeners, and I got a lot of copycat shows out there now. They don't give the exact title like I had, but there's similar titles, and there are Dallas Cowboys Corner now on Blog Talk Radio, and they didn't have that before. But hey, more power to you. You know, if you want to go out there and do a show about the Dallas Cowboys on Monday, then by all means, go ahead. But that is my football team, and I do support them. And, you know, even though I kind of preach against the worldly secular entertainments out there that are corrupting people's minds, I do enjoy some entertainment myself, and football is one of them. So tonight is a very important game. They're playing the Philadelphia Eagles. If those of you don't care, that's fine. I'm just trying to give those who may do care, the fact of the matter is we have to win tonight, otherwise the season is pretty much lost. But, hey, those of you out there who want to participate in the show, or if you have something to say, or you want to say hello to somebody, or if you have a problem on your mind, or if you have something that's bothering you, or if you have a problem with me, by all means, you can call in at 657-383-0616. And when you press 1 after you're connected, I will see a question mark appear on the screen, knowing that you have a question or you want to comment or say hello to somebody. Okay, so that's how it works, for those of you who don't know. I did get a couple messages where people say the number didn't work for them, and maybe they're dialing in, then pressing 1 before the show starts. I don't know. But the number is there, and people do get through. And I can handle around 50 live callers on the show, right, you know, live, because the phone lines can only handle so many live callers, so people need to understand that. And then it's a matter of bandwidth and how many, you know, people can really log in at one time. Usually we get a lot of people that go later on, or tomorrow they'll log into the show, or on, or they'll go back and they'll research a show. Like, for instance, one of the big shows I did was on July 27th, where I had Sean Rowe, who was an Army veteran. He had an organization called Veterans Against ISIS, and he was on national TV several times. So that was a big show we did. We had a Connecticut organization, not just another number. We did that on October 4th. where they have a nonprofit organization where they help prisoners out throughout the Connecticut prison system who are abused, who have gotten a wrong deal, who are maybe have been arrested wrongfully, or what have you. As that organization is called Not Just Another Number, and they exist. And we did a show on October 4th with them. That was another huge show where I got people from all over the Northeast that have still archiving the show today. I still get Twitter responses to that show. So that was really good. And what I'm trying to say is that if you have a story you want to share, if you have a problem, if you want something investigated, for instance, like I called Walmart in the past. Back in July, we called Walmart about the Confederate flag issue where they were banning the Confederate flag, and we got the store manager here from Greensboro, North Carolina on the line, and, you know, we put him on the spot, and he pretty much crumbled up and hid in the corner someplace and said, hey, I have no comment, and, you know, but anyway, those are the shows that are archived. They're still there today. You can still go back and listen to them. And what I'm trying to say is if you have an issue that you want to bring forward or you want investigated or you want to talk about something, just because you don't have 25,000 people listening tonight, you will later on down the road because their shows are archived, emails from previous shows that we have done. I cannot continue to talk about the same thing. Okay, I remember we had Daryl Anderson on. I retouched on the Confederate flag issue. Keep the Confederate flag flying. Daryl Anderson from Eden, North Carolina. He has a Facebook page, and we had him on the show. And that was a really good show that night that we did. And we got a lot of support from that show because the Confederate flag does not stand for racism. Okay, just because some people adopt it as a symbol for their hate or for their personal agenda does not mean that's what it means and that's what the historical foundation of what that particular artifact or historical artifact means throughout history, okay? So what, and just to touch up on that, what I'm trying to say is if I take a maple tree and I want to adopt it as a symbol of hate and I'm a member of an organization and I want to go around killing people or hurting people and the maple tree is my symbol, does that mean all maple trees around the United States are evil and we should chop them down? No. No. And I'm trying to use it in simple terms here because there's a lot of dumb people out there who don't understand a correlation with fact, truth, and lies. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is the Confederate flag had nothing to do with the Ku Klux Klan, had nothing to do with the skinheads, has nothing to do with hate. Just because they chose that symbol to adopt or to pursue their personal agenda does not mean that's what the Confederate flag actually stood for. However, we as a society are so dumbed down, if you were to wear a t-shirt today to high school or your class and wear a Confederate flag, you'd probably be suspended, right? Or if you were on a college campus and you're wearing a Confederate flag, you'd be discriminated against. I know a person had a bumper sticker with a Confederate flag. Well, he had a bumper sticker with a Confederate flag on it. I put that video on my Facebook page, and they were attacked by 7 black men. Okay? Beat up and attacked, 2 of them. I wish somebody would try to do that with me. Let me tell you. 5, 6, 7 of you, bang, bang, you're all gone. Let me tell you. I just wish somebody would try to do that to me. Because let me tell you something. You will never stand in the way of the United States Constitution. It is your First Amendment right to express yourself any way you wish. No matter what people or demented or the media is prognating and pushing on top of the public today, it does not matter. Whatever an individual believes, it is the individual's right for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You have no right to discriminate against another individual for what they believe, no matter what it is, unless it is hurting someone else, okay? That goes back to common law. We're not going to get into a law discussion today, okay? But what I'm trying to say is whatever you believe in as an individual, you should have that right to pursue no matter what, as long as you're not hurting someone else, hurting another individual. That's called common sense, actually. But anyway, like I said, the phone number is 657-383-0616. So that was the little introduction tonight. I don't really want to go too far into a real long, in-depth show tonight because I wasn't supposed to be scheduled for tonight. So I really want to keep it down to an hour or 45 minutes. So if someone wants to contribute or participate tonight, then all you have to do is press 1. I know I had John out there someplace from Wallingford, Connecticut. I'm trying to scan the numbers right now. I wish he'd press one. Well, I got someone already that pressed one, so I'm going to put him on. But, John, if you're out there, I really need you to press one because I asked you to call in tonight and check in. John's one of our new supporters. He's from Wallingford, Connecticut. John Mora from Wallingford, Connecticut. And I got 203-679. This could be him. Let me see. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Hey, it's John. Hey, how you doing? Good. You took my cue right on time, so that's good. Because I don't know your number. You know, I'm looking at 30 numbers here on my screen, and I just saw your question mark pop up. But anyway, John, how's it going out there? I mean, first of all, just on a lighter note, I'm down here in North Carolina. How's the weather up there in Wallingford, Connecticut?
Kind of chilly.
Chilly cold? Chilly and cold, huh? Fall weather, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, what's on your mind, John? Talk to me. I mean, you got something you want to say? You want to say hello to somebody or what?
I got some. I think I got, like, a couple people listening.
Okay.
So I would like to give them a shout-out.
Go ahead.
That'll be Jesse Taylor and Sydney Ripley.
And where are they from?
From Wallingford, Connecticut.
Wallingford, Connecticut. They're in Wallingford, Connecticut. And these are your personal friends of yours?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope they're listening, and that's great. Yeah, go ahead. Say their name one more time so everyone else can hear. If you got a lot of people on the phone line tonight, because I think you kind of broke up there. But go ahead. Say their name and say hi to them, and then say whatever you want to say.
Their name is Jesse Taylor and Sydney Ripley.
Okay. Jesse Taylor and Sydney Ripley. Okay, those are two people from Wallingford, Connecticut, who are friends of John, and they're supposed to be listening tonight. That's great. And I hope one day they may participate on the show. Hopefully you can get a couple of your friends to come on. Because you know what? You're the younger generation of society and of Wallingford and of Connecticut and in general. And what I'm trying to say is that we need to hear from the younger voices out there today about what's going on. And like, for instance, what are they teaching you in high school? Stuff like that. And because, you know, whether we believe it or not, you know, people that are a little bit older like myself and other people that are listening, even the senior citizens out there, this is our future. The younger people are our future in society. And we need to know what they're being taught and what they're involved in, okay? So we're not taken by surprise. We're like, oh, my Lord, this is how they act today. We need to know what it's all about. Like, John, you go to Lyman Hall High School, right, John?
Yes, sir.
Well, what you need to do, John, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to try put something out there to you. I would like to see you get, like, a little – I'll help you if you want. What I'd like to do is get a lot of students from Lyman Hall to call into this show one day, courtesy of you, and talk about their school and what they're being taught and how what their thoughts are and what's going on in the community and what's going on in the world and what how they're going to, you know, achieve success later on down in life. Like, for instance, you're younger. You may not know where you're going in life or what plans you have or what your dreams are. You may not have a certain goal right now, but there's maybe other people in high school who say, hey, I got a plan to go to Yale, I got a plan to go to Harvard, or I got a plan to go to this college, I want to go play football, I want to go play basketball, I want to go into the Army, like my nephew Alex, he went into the Army. You know, so I would like to hear from, and I want you to maybe, if I have to send them to you, I will, you know, type up a bunch of flyers. I don't know if you'll get in trouble for this, maybe you have to do it on the, you know, down low where nobody knows. And, you know, maybe put some, and you know what, if you did get in trouble, I'd call the principal of your school, and I'd put them on the spot right here live on the show. But what I'm trying to say is I'd like to get students from your school. I went to school at Lyman Hall. My class was a class of 1991, okay? And so we're like way back from you guys. But back then, we lived a different way, and we did, you know, things differently. But what I'm trying to say is I want to know what the classes are like today. I want to know what it's like in the hallways of the school today. I'm sure other people do, too. I want to know what the teachers are like today. I want to know what the cafeteria is like today. I want to know what, you know, your study hall is like today. I want to know what's going on in the high schools today, because you're our next line of defense out in society. You're our future. And those of you who are older, those of you who are maybe not too much older, hey, look, John and everyone, and Sydney and Jesse, he just mentioned, and Savannah, my niece, and Alex, they're our future. So, you know, whatever happens in society or what's going to happen depends and really reflects on them. So they're our future. So would you be interested in something like that, John? Maybe trying to maybe get something together where we can get maybe most of your school listening one night, and we can maybe get something together going here?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll help you. I will help you. I'll type something up, and we'll get it. Our emails that have to go out, or even, well, a lot of people today communicate through social networks, Facebook and Twitter. And you probably have a lot of people that are going to Lyman Hall on your Facebook page, or maybe your friends do. And what we could do is spread something around where we can get a particular night where we can get everybody to call in and contribute and talk about things. And listen, the title of the show is Understanding the Times in Which We Live in Today. We can get all these youths, all these teenagers to call in one night and talk about what's on their minds. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah.
I mean, do you think it'll be something that we can really make successful? I mean, we really have to communicate to our audience, John. What I'm trying to say is we have to be articulate to the audience out there, because there's other people listening. We have other generations out there. We have to articulate the message that we're trying to bring. And we have to try to, and I'll help you, and I'll help the others also as the host of this show. I will try to, you know, bring out the information out of you like I've done in the past and pass it on to the others. And so is that something you want to work on in the next couple of weeks? Are you willing to work with me on that?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Well, good. Why not, he said. Hey, anyone else who wants to participate tonight, all you got to do is press 1, and I'll put you live on the air. John, is there anything else you want to share? If not, then I'll go ahead and let you go. And I'll put somebody else on if somebody else wants to contribute. If not, then I'll continue talking. Like I said, I'd like to hear others and what they have to say. If they want to say hello to someone, or if they want to even thank John for saying, you know, mentioning their name, that's fine. But, John, tell me, you have to go to class tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I appreciate you, calling into the show tonight. You're a man of your word. I appreciate that. Is there anything else you want to add tonight?
No.
All right. Hey, John, thanks for participating. I really appreciate it. And you said hello to your friends. I hope they're listening. I don't have their numbers in my log and know exactly who they are because they've never really called into the show before, but I hope they're participating and listening. And like I said, we're going to try to keep it to a minimum tonight. But, John, hey, I appreciate you calling in, and it seems like you've called in a couple times now, so I'm going to try to put you as a regular supporter. We're going to try to make you your own radio personality. We're going to have your own little personality here. We're going to have John as the supporter of this show. So, hey, you need to get your friends to call in, and, hey, voice their opinion, because you know what? This is a worldwide platform. You know, not everyone around the world is listening right now, but they log in, you know, throughout the week, like I told you earlier, and I do get emails and questions. I told you about some of the people I did have on this show, and I have had just to put this out there also, I'm trying to get the wife of the Chris Kyle. If anyone knows who Chris Kyle is, he was murdered. He was actually, if you saw that movie, American Sniper, that was about Chris Kyle's life. And Chris Kyle did 4 tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he's nationally known. And his wife has been on Sean Hannity, Fox and Friends, and just like Sean Rowe, he's been on all the major networks. And I'm trying to get his wife, because we have the Chris Kyle Foundation out there, and they sent me some forms to fill out for an appearance on my show. So I'm going to have those filled out, and I'm going to try to get Chris Kyle's wife or someone from the organization on this show. Sean, did you ever see that movie, American Sniper? I might have lost Sean. He might have. Excuse me, Sean. Yeah, I mean, John, yes.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about, right?
Kind of.
Okay, all right. Well, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get this, the wife, Chris Kyle, on, and she is a national celebrity, and there was a lot of controversy about his murder. This man was murdered by a veteran, and, we want to talk about this situation. He was a former Navy SEAL, and I think it's very important to get this, someone from that organization on this show, because we had other veterans on here before. Like I said, I had Sean Rowe from Veterans Against ISIS, and who was nationally known. So that's what I'm working on. I just wanted to get an update on, give people, my supporters and other people, an update on that. So within the next couple weeks, hopefully we can get her on or someone from the organization. But if there's anyone else who wants to participate tonight, you need to press 1 now. Otherwise, I'll start wrapping it up. We'll wrap it up a little bit early tonight. So if you got something you want to share, you need to press 1 now. I'm scanning through the numbers. I don't see any question marks. So like I said, 657-383-0616. If not, I want to thank John for calling in tonight. I appreciate it. All right, I got someone else who wants to participate real quick. This is Wisconsin, state of Wisconsin. Go ahead. Hey, Mike from Wisconsin, how you doing?
Hey, good evening. Good evening, Joe, John, and everyone else that's out there. I think that topic that you and John are discussing, I think can be very, it's not that you'd be able to change anything, but, talking about something and bringing the subject to light, maybe you can just make it a little better, it's just like me and you, Joe. We haven't been to school in a long time, I don't even know what home loans would be like in today's society,
Mike, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get the John's friends. I'd like to get Sydney, his friend Sydney, Jesse Taylor. I'd like to get those people who are from Lyman Hall to get their friends and people from Lyman Hall in Wallingford, Connecticut, to call in and tell us. Mike, you are from an older generation, from the 60s, correct? The 60s, the 70s, correct?
The
70s. You don't know what Lyman Hall is like anymore. You don't know what Sheehan High School is like. You don't know what it's like anymore. And we... in society, don't know, and we want to hear about what the teenagers of today are facing, what they see.
What would be great is if you could get a topic of conversation going where somebody from Shan, like you said, would call in and sort of give their opinion on how their school is run, in Lyman Hall, how their school is run, You know what I'm saying? Comparison?
Yeah, and do a comparison. You're right. And, Mike, would that be something interesting to a generation like yours?
Well, I think it should be. Just like you said, they're our future,
Yeah.
Just like John, he's deciding to go in the Army. I can't go in the Army. You can't either. My brother Joey that's on here a lot, he can't go in the Army. Neither can my father. Again.
Right.
But
they were, but your dad was. He was in the Air Force, correct?
Right. But, what would fascinate me is to understand the logic why do people want to go into the armed forces?
They have no other way out. Remember, Alex was on here. Alex Turgeon.
Right.
He's in the Army. Okay, that's Savannah Turgeon's brother, and they're relatives of mine. And Alex had no other option. There was no jobs out there for him. It was a dead end. And that's why we want to hear from the youth of today. We want to hear about, you know, listen, obviously, I'm not just saying Lyman Hall is the most important school in the world. What I'm trying to say is I have a connection with Lyman Hall. That's why I'm calling on the students of Lyman Hall to, you know, what,
yeah.
to come on a worldwide radio program and voice their opinion and their say about what's happening,
I went to Lyman Hall as well, so...
Okay. So, and what class was yours? What year?
77.
77. Wow. 1977, John. And so those of you who are out there, just think, this guy's ancient. This guy's ancient, right?
Thanks a lot.
Well, hey, they're going to realize it, too. These teenagers that are listening tonight, they're going to realize it, too, when they're 30, when they're 35, when they're 40, when they're 50, they're still going to feel just as young. And they may seem like they look like you're old today, but you know what, Mike? You're still got the mind of a young man, and you're not dead yet, you know? And that's how you got to look at life. You're not dead yet. You may feel like it. You may wake up in the morning, and even teenagers, hey, you wake up with that hangover. You wake up from a long night out. You may feel dead, but you're not dead yet. And you know what? It doesn't matter what your age is. What it matters is if you're making a difference in the people's lives around you and within your own family. And that's what I'm trying to get across here. We need to try to – and what's the title of the show? Understand. See, people don't get the title of the show. We kind of lose that. Understanding the times in which we live in today, and we need to understand that. You know, because we live in a different time than we did yesterday. And we're going to live in a different time than what we're going to experience tomorrow. So people need to understand that. No matter what's going on in your personal life, like for instance, John, I don't know if he wants me to put any of his personal life out there, but he had a personal relationship with someone, and he had to, and these are big deals with people out there who are younger because they're just establishing. Mike, you're married. You have a wife. You have your family established already. See, these younger people, they're experimenting. They're just going out there finding their future wife or their future husband. You know, they don't know what they're looking for yet. And we want to hear about this because this is important so we can end these dysfunctional relationships out there that are creating divorce and hurting innocent children and creating the moral breakdown. What did you talk about a few weeks ago, Mike? The family values of society. So we want to hear from the youth and understand how we can fix these things. You see, the public schools are so broken. They're so broken. And they're not teaching our kids anything. But they have to go because either their parents tell them to or it's required by law in certain sections of the country. And you know what? These schools are not teaching our children about life. Am I right, Mike? I mean, when you were in school, they taught us about life, right?
Yeah, you know, you participated, you know, in the daily class, and know, nowadays I don't even know what they do, you know.
Exactly, and we want to hear about that. We want to hear about that. You know, we really do.
You know, with the youth of today, knowing that they are the future. You know, a great discussion one day would be talking about, and not to get personal or anything, but talking about who do you think would be a good president and why? The Bernie Sanders of the world, which is, you know, he's the libertarian on the Democrat side. You know, it's great to get free stuff. But, you know, nothing's really free.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like I worked for a millionaire out here in Wisconsin on a farm. And one thing he used to always used to say, you knew who it was, Jack.
Yes,
and,
I remember, yeah.
Jack always had one famous saying to me, and he always said, Mike, there is no Santa Claus.
That's
you
right.
know, and
Mike, you know what? You see, the youth of today, they don't want, you know, and that's the problem. You see, back, I think, during my generation, I grew up in the late 80s, we were rebels, but we would listen to people around us, you know. Even though we were crazy and we used to like to fight, and see, to today's generation, I believe, in my opinion, they're pansies. Excuse me. They're pansies, and they don't stand up for what they believe in. That's just my opinion. See, back then, when I grew up, if you were a fag and you were walking through the halls of high school, you would have got knocked out, okay? Okay? Today, if you walk around with a gay pride rainbow shirt on your back, Mike, it's worshipped. But back in our day, Mike, tell me something. If you walked around with a shirt on your back saying gay pride, what would happen to you?
I wouldn't do that. You know,
exactly.
I'm kind of big to be stuffed in a locker, but you know what? You know.
Hey, we did try to stuff kids in the locker back then. That was one of the things, too. We tried to stuff them in the locker.
Yep.
And that's the thing, you know, we want to hear about things like this. You know, I know today in high schools and everything, they got cameras up. It's a police state. They probably got security guards. They got to walk through metal detectors. Like, I walked around with a switchblade in my pocket and a leather jacket. You know, I remember walking the halls of Lyman Hall. You know, I mean, you know, like you said, somebody walked around a gay pride shirt. Hey, second period, you're getting stuffed in the locker, buddy. Take that shirt off now, you know. But it's not like that anymore. And maybe that's one of the problems in our society today. We don't stand up for what we believe in. You want to know why? They don't care. They don't care. And Mike, what'd you say? Who do they want to be president? Maybe they don't care who's going to be president. You know?
Well, that's one thing I'd like to know. I'm not saying whatever the decision is right or wrong, but I'd like to know how they got to that decision.
Exactly. How did we get to this point? How did we get to this point? What happened? How did the children of today get to this point? And they are children still. Hey, they need to be cared for. You know, I mean, it's really something that we really need to like examine. And that's why I'm putting the challenge out there too, John. I'm putting it out there to Savannah. I'm putting it out there to his friend Sydney. I'm putting it out there to his friend Jesse, who are listening tonight, according to John. And these are four teenagers who are in Lyman Hall or are associated with Lyman Hall. And I want them to talk to their classmates and their school. Hey, listen, when we were in school, Mike, word spread like wildfire. You know, you can organize something in a second. You can go over there, blow that wall, and pull that fire alarm, and we'd be out in a day, you know. We'd be out all day long. But what I'm trying to say is, and I'm not saying for the kids to go do that, and I'm not trying to advocate any type of walkout in school, but I'm not trying to advocate any type of violence or anything like that either, and I'm not trying to advocate any type of attacking gay people or anything like that. So please, don't take that. What I'm trying to say is we live in a different time today than we did back then. Okay, back then and during Mike's time and my time, we did things differently. Maybe today you do for another reason, but you know what? We want to learn why. Like Mike said, we want to know why things are done the way they are. And you know what? Maybe the kids today are not happy with the way things are going on, and that's why we have so many problems in society today. Maybe that's why we have children today in society who do not want to learn, who don't care about history, because you know what? They're only worried about themselves because there's no hope out there. Like John said, there's only one hope for him, to go into the military. There's no jobs. There's nothing. You know, I mean, it's screwed up. Things are screwed up. But I'm going to work with John. I'm going to try to work with his friends, hopefully, and we're going to try to get a day here on the radio, live on the air, where we can get 30 or 40 students from Lyman Hall to call in and talk about these types of issues, Mike. And I believe you and your generation and my generation and latter generations and even the recent generations want to know why things are happening the way they are and what their opinion is. They need a voice. They're not going to get it from CNN. They're not going to get it from Fox News. They're not going to get it from television programming. They will get it here if they're willing to take advantage of it. And that's what I'm trying to do. So John is a supporter of this show now. I reached out to him. He's called in several times. So I know I can trust him to try to spread the word about this show. And maybe we can get something together, Mike, where we can get everyone to participate. And we can find out these answers. Because the youth, like you said, Mike, is our future. They're our tomorrow. And we want to know about them. We do.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, John.
Thanks. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling in tonight. And really, I do need to kind of like wrap it up a little bit earlier than I usually do. And I appreciate the people on the line tonight. I really do. Thank you. And we'll do another show this week, I promise. I'm sorry that I haven't done an every night show, but I have things going on in my life also that I have to tend to with my family that are more important than this show. I mean, I'm not saying this show isn't important, but it is important, but my family comes first. And, you know, and I have to tend to the needs of my family first. So we will do another show this week, I promise. And those of you who did participate tonight, I wish there was a couple others on the line. I wish Joe in Florida participated tonight, Mike. What's going on with him? He didn't participate tonight. What's going on with him? Do you know anything about that?
No, I called him and told him that the show was on. I know he's watching a lot of football.
I'm scanning the lines tonight, the phone lines. Yeah, it's football night. Yeah, you're right. And I don't see him. But, hey, we had a lot of teenagers on the line tonight. I know a couple of them have dropped off now. But, hey, we had them on, and they were listening. And I think they'll put the word out on social media about this show. And, hey, that's a good thing, you know, Mike?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter who the listener is. And
that's
if they
right.
contribute, that's just a plus.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely correct, Mike. Hey, we'll have another show this week. Mike, thanks for your support. Without you, this show could not happen. And those of you, and John, too. Same with you, John. And I know Savannah couldn't tune in tonight because she has to do homework. I guess she's having struggling in her schoolwork. So hopefully she's doing the right thing and going to take care of her schoolwork. But anyway, that's great. But anyway, hey, thanks for everyone listening tonight. I appreciate it. We'll go ahead and get ready to wrap it up. And God bless everyone. Thanks, Elizabeth Rondo, for listening tonight. Wallingford, Connecticut. She hasn't listened for a while. Elizabeth Rondo in Wallingford, Connecticut. And, of course, we got Debbie Lewis in Reidsville, North Carolina. I see her number on there, so she's listening tonight. I got Bridget Pruitt in Reidsville, North Carolina. She's listening tonight. And I got a bunch of other numbers that I don't recognize. So, hey, thanks for listening. We'll do another show. I hope next time you guys all participate because you know what? What you say and what you offer is very important. Thanks, Mike. Good night.
Okay, good night.
Not my country. My country is me and my family.
Your country's also Huerta. And the governor, the landlords, Gunther Ruiz and his locusts. This little revolution we're having here.
A revolution? Revolution, please don't try to tell me about revolution. I know all about the revolutions and how they start. The people that read the books, they go to the people that don't read the books. They put people and say, ho, ho, the time has come to have a change. Sit, shush. I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the revolutions.
The people who read the books go to the people who can't read the books. The poor people and say, we have to have a change. So the poor people make the change, huh?
And then the people who read the books, they all sit around the big polished tables and they talk and talk and talk and eat and eat and eat. Huh? But what has happened to the poor people? They're dead! That's your revolution.
So please, don't tell me about revolutions.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
A palace in which there is no king or queen or dukes or earls or princes, but subjects, all subjects, beholden to each other to make a better place to live. Is that too much to ask? Are we asking too much? Is it beyond our reach? Because if it is, then we are nothing but sheep being herded to the final slaughterhouse. I will not go down that way. I choose to fight back. I choose to rise, not fall. I choose to live, not die. And I know that what's within me is also within you. That's why I ask you now. Join me. Rise up with me. Rise up on the wings of this flame I know. We'll rebuild on the soul of this little warrior. We will pick up his standard and raise it up. Carry it forward until this city, your city, our city, his city, is a palace again.
Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
A lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.